I'm getting heated already, Joe. I've got.
I mean,
that's a great welcome to the show.
Yeah.
Isn't that just. I don't even know what to say.
It's frustrating. Can I just say that? It's frustrating and infuriating.
So what are we talking about? The cobblestone building. You heard right there Lucas talk a little bit about that. The mayor yesterday saying that there will be no emergency demolition for the cobblestone building that caught on fire a little over a day ago. Instead, an emergency stabilization of the building going on right now. And we spoke earlier this morning with Tim Thielman, the Campaign for Greater Buffalo, famed preservationist here in Western New York, who said that building could still be saved. The buildings, though, right now...
We're asking members of the public not to come here to take pictures, not to come here to try to take bricks, to go through the site of the wreckage of this property. And the city will be doing everything that it can to preserve, stabilize, and protect these properties.
Don't go near the parking ramp to the arena of our city. You might get a brick falling on your head. That's the message right now, because that is the state. And if you haven't seen a picture, please do so. WBEN.com, at WBEN on Twitter, however you might be, get. Look at what we're talking about right now.
Yeah,
I just want everyone to look.
I'm looking at this picture Max Ferry posted, and it's the building and a dumpster. And I think that's a perfect
picture.
Which
is which?
Exactly. The building belongs in the dumpster. I mean, you can't have, in my opinion, you can't have both ways. Now, I'm not a building guy. I'm not an engineer. Whatever. You can't tell me it's an unsafe building, but hey, hold off that bulldozer. We're going to save this thing.
Save every brick.
To me, it's crazy. I mean, and I've said this, and I know there are some things we disagree on with this, but this is part of the problem with Buffalo. Yes, there are. We said it yesterday. Many buildings to hold on to. Can we stop? This pile of bricks is an eyesore, and it's dangerous. I think it's time to move on.
I don't have a problem with preserving the exterior shell of the building.
What's left of it?
I don't have a problem with that. If you can put something there and keep what's there of the exterior shell of the building, go ahead. I don't care if you use every brick in there in your new construction. Go right ahead.
If you want to, sure.
I don't care if you build that brick by brick to what it used to be. Go right ahead. You need to do something, and you need to do something now. And when it comes to preservation, Joe, I think myself is a little bit of a preservationist.
Yes.
I don't think some people would agree, but I do. I really do like to see the older buildings. And there is something to be said. And, you know, as much as I might go at, you know, the idea that people are coming from all over to look at the grain elevator, yeah, I'm sure there's some people who do, but come on. You know, it's not like we built something, a huge attraction here with what we have. But there is something to be said of, like, you go here and you go to a place out like Denver is a good example of this, because there is like a downtown, a historic Denver that's kind of old and it's very cool.
Very cool.
But like once you get outside of that main city, it's all blah. Like it's all strip. It's a lot of places in Florida. It's all like strip malls. And so there's nothing interesting to look at. And I love that here in Buffalo, we have a lot of this great old architecture. And if we were to take this building away, guess what? All that great old architecture is still there.
Yeah.
Just not this one place. Coulda, woulda, shoulda. That's what I said at the end of the show, you know, before 9 o'clock. Coulda, woulda, shoulda. How many times have you heard that from your parents? And while I would have loved to see this building restored just how it was on the other side of things, right, on the Perry Street side,
yes,
where the Labatt house was, it's not going to be Labatt anymore, it's on the market, but that would be great to have it like the cobblestone bar, you know, owned by the same guy. That would be wonderful. Coulda, woulda, shoulda. You missed the opportunity. Now it's just a pile of bricks. And I want to take you to something that was said by City Housing Court Judge Patrick Carney. Last year, over a year ago, in 2023, when this really, you know, kicked into high gear, when he issued that emergency demolition notice. This is the quote. And I am just right with this judge. To this date, this is the quote from Judge Pat Carney. To this date, no one has presented me with a palpable solution to 110 and 118 South Park. The city doesn't have one. Preservation doesn't have one. And Mr. Carr doesn't have one other than to tear it down. I'm begging for anyone to propose a solution. And I'm right there with you. Because at the end of the day, you gotta be realistic about what you have. And we'd all love to save a great historic building. But I'm looking at a thing right now where I've got an owner who wants to tear it down. I never loved the idea, but he does own the building. And if he wants to do something, he should be allowed to do something with it. I've got preservationists who want to preserve it, but you don't have a plan for it. It's like that Great Northern Grain Elevator. Oh, we could turn it into this big, you know, thing with the museum. You could?
Yeah.
Could you? Like, give me something that's almost as realistic as the skyscraper in the Cobblestone District that we're talking about. And the city doesn't have one, other than we're going to lean a couple ladders against the wall so the rest of it doesn't fall down. And what I'm left with is the most embarrassing thing in all of Buffalo right now. People are going to walk past there and all of a sudden be looking up to wonder when the next mortar shell's coming down, because it looks like something out of a war zone. And I heard it 3 times a week during the hockey season. That's where I walk by. Me and thousands of people walk right past that building every single time. You had to walk underneath scaffolding, through the construction, right next to the building, and I heard it every single time. You know what I heard, Joe? Ugh.
Yeah.
Ugh. What's that? Ugh. Like that. Oh, what's going on here? Like, geez, that's rough. What happened? Ugh. And now it looks even worse than ugh. And all these people from out of town who come to Buffalo, nobody is saying, by the way, you have to pave the cobblestone street. Nobody's saying to demolish the entire block. All I'm asking for is for something to be done on what's now the biggest, now that the Perry projects are being demolished, this is now the, and this fire happened, this is the biggest eyesore in the city of Buffalo. Now, Tim Thielman came on with us earlier this morning. Listen, despite everything I'm saying, I got a lot of respect for Tim and the work he does, because again, I'll say people, I do think that these buildings should be saved. You got to move a little bit faster here so they can be, but you know, I do think that these buildings should be saved when they can be.
When they can be.
When they can be.
See, could have. Was that ever on the table? Did anyone money and a plan ever have anything, a plan for these buildings?
They should be in use. They should remain in use.
Yes.
There's not been a tenant occupying this building and using it in the time I have been alive.
Right. Yes.
I know there's history here. Oh, well, it was a blacksmith shop. So what, you're telling me we have to save every business that ever existed?
Right.
Because guess what? 200 years from now, you know, someone's going to say about the gas station, hey, they make good pizza there. This was a gas. They sold gas to people who motored around Western New York. We can't tear this down. We're going to save every business. Oh, well, they made biscuits and they gave them to the soldiers in the Civil War. Joe, they tore down the original Paula's and no one lifted a finger. They made the best donuts in town over on Kenmore Avenue and they tore it down and no one. Oh, they made a biscuit. Oh, whatever. Everything means something to somebody. It's not a reason to have a war-torn building in the middle of your downtown area where a whole bunch of people are walking by. And I heard Tim Thielman say on with us this morning, well, you go to other cities and they have, you know, reuse of buildings. And no other city has that. Look at the picture. No other city just has this building that's half crumbling down in the middle of downtown. No, they fix it up. No other city would have the scaffolding for years around there because they're afraid that when I walk down there with my son, a brick's going to fall on his head. It doesn't happen. He said, well, you put up a banner, you put up a sign and explain that this is a historic building. Oh, yeah, that'll solve it. You know what? I thought Buffalo was a real dump when I saw this building falling down in the middle of their downtown. But then I read the sign and it said the bricks are old. And no, you know, now I get it.
It's not a dump.
Now it's actually a place of great culture. No, no. Something needs to be done with this building between now and October. And listen, I don't want to see it a parking lot. Despite what everybody says, the owner says he doesn't want it. At this point, I don't care. Because yes, at this point, a parking lot looks better than what's there right now.
Yeah, I mean, hey, there's a lot of cool old buildings. And you know what? The old buildings they tore down in the 70s and 80s, it would be great to have them back. But not just because every building is old or old building has history doesn't mean you should save it. There were a lot of buildings in Gettysburg they didn't save, Brian. A lot of old houses they tore down and sold that they're trying to get back and rebuild to what it was like during the Gettysburg, the Battle of Gettysburg. So yeah, there are old buildings that should have been saved and weren't. This, in my opinion, was not one of them. Again, coulda, woulda, shoulda, as you said, but the coulda seemingly was never there because to have the coulda, someone with money and a plan would have had to own the building or have gotten the control of the building. The city, they wanted control without a plan. They wanted to then find someone else with the money and the plan, but that was never there. So, again, I think what we're seeing now could have been prevented. Does that mean I want to see the Cobblestone District lose its historical labeling or do I want other buildings? No, I think Cobblestone is really cool. It's got a very cool feel about it, and I would love whatever replaces this to have the feel. But this could have been prevented. The city officials are right, but the city officials are part of the problem of why that building was still standing there the way it was when the fire started 2 days ago.
Go back to what the judge said over a year ago. City doesn't have one. The preservation doesn't have one. Mr. Carr doesn't have one other than to tear it down. Tearing it down is the only plan we have. And I've waited long enough. You know, we talked with Tim Thielman earlier this morning, and he mentioned, he's taking trips over to Germany and the buildings that were absolutely leveled during World War II and how, now they're working. It's amazing what they've been able to make out of these old buildings. Great. Good for them. And I wish that could have happened here in Buffalo.
Yes, of course.
I don't have another 80 years. Nothing's happened with this building. Again, it's been over 35 years since anything has been in this building. There's a time limit here.
The time was 30 years ago.
There's a time limit here. You have to do something. You can't just have vacant buildings sitting there, and you certainly can't just have rubble sitting there. And again, I'll ask the thing I did at the end of yesterday's show, Joe, who's gonna miss it? This is not the old pink. I mean, we've gone, who's gonna miss it aside from people who want to save old things for the sake of saving old things? You can build something with a similar aesthetic there. This is not the Gold Dome Bank where they were shooting the movie Downtown. This is not the Grand Central Terminal. This is not City Hall. This is not a building that cannot ever be replicated.
Yes.
You could build something with a similar aesthetic that fits in with the other buildings in Cobblestone. Will it be actual brick? Probably not. It's too expensive nowadays. But it'll be something a little bit similar. And whatever it is, Joe, at this point, put a Wendy's there. Whatever it is going to be better for the area than what's there right now.
Yeah, fast food returning to downtown would be great.
And listen, like I said at the end of yesterday's show, I'm trying to live in the real world.
Yes.
I want to live in the real world, and I want to live in the present day and not the past, which means I don't care who's to blame. I got people pointing fingers at the city. I got people pointing fingers at the courts, at housing courts, at the fire department for not doing at the building's owner, at the mayor. I don't care. You know what I need? I need an answer. What's going to happen to this building? Because I'm not willing to spend another year walking past a pile of bricks that looks like it's from some war-torn country in the middle of downtown.
Well, you won't be. You'll just have to find another way to the arena because you're not going to be able to walk by it if it's still like this. I mean, the time to do something again. You're right. It's not time to point the finger and blame. It's time to clean it up and give it to the owner and say, okay, here you go. This is your chance to prove us wrong. But, the time to do something, 88, 98, 2008, even 2018. I'm sorry, you missed all that. You know what is a cool building in Western New York, Brian, that I wish they'd do something with? But you know what? They're probably just going to end up tearing it down in our lifetime. The Wonder Bread building. That is a cool looking building. Has also been closed since the 80s. Nothing's been done there. Yeah, it's cool. It's got history of time in Buffalo. But guess what? No one wants it. It's an eyesore now. And it says, Barrett. So it's time to tear it down and do something with it. Again, I am not the kind of person that wants to see, you brought up a perfect thing, all these new cities, right? These cities mm-hmm. that were nothing 30 years ago. People have flocked to them. Yeah, they're generic looking, I think is the word, right? Generic. I mean, yes, they have plazas that actually have stores in them, but they're very generic feeling. There is a cool feeling of the history of Buffalo, and I embrace that. I love it. Like I said, I was wrong about the Statler Towers. There was a time where I said, tear it down. It's an old smelly building. I was wrong, and I'm glad it's been preserved, and I'm glad what Doug Jamal has done with it. But that doesn't go for every building. Again, because a building's old, even if a building is cool, does not mean that you have to hang on to every old building. There is a time. And yes, there was a time these buildings could have been saved and it would have been part of the great fabric of the Cobblestone District.
Coulda, woulda, shoulda.
There's no DeLorean. Doc Brown's not here. It is time to move it on. Get rid of that brick. Let's not have another Perry Projects that sits there for 20 years as a pile of bricks. Because again, yes, Tim Tillman's right. We do have people coming to Buffalo. And we have a downtown now where there's more than just events at the arena and the ballpark. There's stuff to do downtown. People are down there. Let's not have them walk by this eyesore for any longer.
No one's saying you got to throw the bricks in the dump, by the way.
I did say that, but yeah, you're right.
But you know what I'm saying? And, you know, for every... And the easy way to point the finger at us and say, no, you're wrong. Look at the Mentholatum building, right, by the 190. Look at the Trico building and everything that's being done right now. You know, it looks fantastic. Okay. But this is not that. I'm looking at this picture right now, and this is not that. This is emergency. I don't want to hear about emergency stabilization. I want to hear about emergency action.
Yep.
Not emergency, hold while we figure out what to do next. No, emergency, something needs to be done. Because in this case, I'm sorry, we can't wait another, like you said, Joe, 20 years or whatever. It's already been vacant.
All our lifetime.
Sitting right there for my entire lifetime. Can we please have... It is a black eye on the city in an area that gets a lot of visitors.
Yeah.
Like, is that not enough?
Not just Sabre games. People are down there in the summer.
Not just Sabre games. Anytime during the summer.
Yep.
Hey, you're expanding. You're making whatever out of the DL&W terminal. Like, there's going to be even more people there. Any arena event, any event down at Riverworks, anything.
But can I say, the Trico building at a time was an eyesore, but someone with a plan and money has done something with it. But guess what?
And they did it. They moved in before the whole thing collapsed.
Exactly. I was going to say, if they had waited another 10, 15 years, it might be a similar situation. I think that's what you have to look at. And I have a lot of respect for what the preservationists do. And you know, you can talk to Tim Thielman and the history he knows about the buildings. I love that. This is just, I just don't think this is worth the city's resources and time. I think it's time to clear it out and do something because there's a lot of great things going on in downtown Buffalo. I'm not saying this will or won't be, but right now, it's the eyesore downtown, and you don't want an eyesore downtown when we have an up-and-coming downtown that let's continue that momentum.
Put a plaque with a picture on that brand-new building. 803-0930 to join us. Be Maz and Beamer on WBEN. Brian Mazurowski, Joe Beamer, 803-0930 to reach us here on WBEN. And we were talking in the first segment about the Cobblestone building. We're taking a lot of comments in. I've been going back to like the old sayings for some reason, because so many of them are just so right or apply to this. You know, coulda, woulda, shoulda. That's like the big thing, right, for me, where, yes, I would have loved to see this building reused in some way to have it revitalized, to kind of keep it original, but then, you know, have it. But guess what? It blew over, which I thought the bricks weren't. That tells you how bad it is. Because, you know, going back to the old thing, the bricks were not blown over by the big bad wolf. They were supposed to stay. But it got so bad that it got blown up. And then it started on fire, and now the whole thing looks like something out of a war zone. So, yeah, coulda, woulda, shoulda. Well, would have been really nice to do something with it, but now it's time for plan B.
That's what happens to buildings when, you know, water damage from decades of just sitting there, and then, you know, everything's weakened. As someone who walked through the odd before it was torn down, let me tell you, water damage can do a lot of damage, even to the biggest of buildings.
Yes. And people will point the finger, well, this is demolition by neglect. The building owner has to do with this. Well, the city should have been tougher on that. They should have acted quicker with eminent domain. Well, you know, the courts should have put him in jail for doing that. I am not interested at all right now at pointing the finger at who's to blame.
No.
Because it's pointless. It really is. It really is pointless because what you have is what you have. And it doesn't... It does not matter to Buffalo. It does not matter to the people who walk by that, to the people who work down there, to anyone, why the building is in the condition it's in right now. All that matters is that it needs to be fixed.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of Buffalo's problems are looking back. And again, we've pointed out, there's enough people to point the finger at, but that's not going to get you anywhere with the pile of bricks you have now. And I have said this a lot about Buffalo. Buffalo holding up projects. I mean, Buffalo has been its biggest enemy at times. It's been its biggest issue going forward. Again, I always go back to the way it just held up construction of the casino. Again, not related, but don't let this be another example of Buffalo holding up what could be something new and beautiful in the Cobblestone District. Or, Brian, yeah, you're right. It could really become nothing. I think what it needs to become, though, for now, is a lot that doesn't have a half-demolished building sitting in it. That is first and foremost. Again, the time for pointing fingers, it's not going to get us anywhere. Like, nothing will come out of pointing fingers and blaming people. Right now, you have a pile of bricks. That's dangerous. At downtown, where people are actually regularly going in the summertime, what to do right now is clean that up, make it safe for people to be downtown. People are finally downtown again. It's Brian Higgins' dream. People are downtown. Let's not tell them they can't go to a part of downtown.
Yeah. I'm like exhausted thinking about it and exhausted hearing everything I have about this over the past couple of days because I'll go to the text board then with some of your comments. Somebody saying, I'm 65. Those buildings have been an eyesore for as long as I can remember. They detract from the other businesses in the area. Demolish them, build something that aesthetically fits in with the cobblestone area that would attract more business. I'm not in favor of the skyscraper, but something that fits in with the area. You could throw some of the old bricks in there as an homage to what was there and have a plaque. But whatever, you need to do something. Like, yes, I'm exactly with that person that texted in. Another person, the building's been around for almost 200 years. You know, who's to blame for all that time, right? Like, that's the part. It doesn't matter.
Right.
It does not matter.
And for 165 years, it was in use.
Yeah.
But a lot of falling apart has happened in the last 35 years. And I think that's what needs to be focused on, that it never should have gotten to the condition it's in. I agree. Great. As Brian said, can't go back in time. And a lot of problems in Buffalo. A lot of Buffalo's problems go back to coulda, shoulda, woulda. But it does no one any favors living in the past. And let me tell you something. I'm not the most popular person on Twitter. I don't tweet well. Why? Because I tweet about the Mets, the Bills, and Virginia Tech. But I tweeted 2 hours ago about this, Brian. 28 comments, 27 of them agreeing with me that it needs to be torn down. One in the last 2 hours of 2,000 views saying that they should preserve it. I think that's the feeling of most of Western
New York. I haven't met a person over the past few days who said, oh yeah, really, they got to save that.
Yeah, I need those bricks.
Every single person. But tear it down. We had Tim Thielman on earlier this morning, and you know, he brought up the parking lot idea, And look, I don't want to see that just become a parking lot. But I would absolutely 100%, and I think everyone would be with me, would take a parking lot over that.
Yes.
100%. I would rather there be a parking lot there than what's standing there right now. And if you can save it, wow, great. That is awesome. I applaud you for being able to save what's there. You got 3 months to do it. You better do it right now. There needs to be a plan right now, because that cannot be. I don't care if you put up a banner saying, pardon our dust, where it's historic. No, that cannot be in Buffalo.
I would argue that a parking lot is actually better than some of the things you could put there, right? Because I think if you put a building there that just takes away from the rest of Cobblestone, would actually be worse than a parking lot. And you know what would be cool? If you could incorporate some of the bricks in the new building, fine, great, whatever. But this needs to go, and I agree with Brian, it needs to go now. It's a danger. That's according to the mayor. In the same sentence that he said that we're trying to stabilize it, he said stay away from it, which is not what you want your mayor saying about what's supposed to be the booming downtown of the city. They got to clean it up. And, you know, just looking at this picture, it just to me, it just shows how ridiculous
you're ready for this. This is my favorite one. This is from some of our reports this morning. This was in the business. They call this a tease of the story. Just listen to this.
Some Cobblestone District business owners and operators are fed up with the lack of progress for the old and historic South Park Avenue properties and hope for preservation.
People don't know that it is one of the most historic buildings in the city.
I'm Max Ferry with more after this.
So we're fed up with the lack of progress and nothing happening, and we want to preserve. It's having your cake and eating it too at this point.
And you can't in this situation.
We're past it. We're past that point of no return. I'm sorry to say. We need something to be done with this here. 803-0930 if you want to weigh in. 803-0930. we could save it. You know, again, just, I don't know. Did anyone miss the Great Northern Grain Elevator?
No. I missed the last piece being torn down.
But does anyone notice it's gone?
No.
It's a great part of Buffalo's history, and it will remain in the history books. Yep.
Again, I will go back to, so was the World's Fair.
I am not going to miss, I'll say, I would love to see something. I would love to see the old building rehabbed. I would love to see if something new is built there. Hey, yeah, incorporate the old bricks and everything. Make it look exactly like it was. That would be great. At this point, I don't care if it's a Wendy's with a drive-thru. Yeah. You need to do something in that area.
Yeah. I keep saying, the World's Fair came through Buffalo. McKinley, a president, was, you know, unfortunately killed there.
We didn't keep him.
No, but we didn't keep anything from it. Like, we didn't even keep the... I realized that they were built for temporary use, but it would have been great if, you know, preservationists like Tim Thielman were around in 1901, because it would be pretty...
Not
his body.
Lay it right there. But it doesn't move from the street.
But you keep the building there. You find ways to make that a permanent structure where the president was shot. I mean, what do we have? We have a plaque on a rock. That's all we... That and the History Museum are all we have left from the 1901, one of the most storied World's Fair, because of, obviously, the tragic killing of the president. But still, like, nothing except for the house where he died and the History Museum are left from that.
Yeah, and that's... This project is not somebody coming in saying, tear it all down, you know, build something new. It's not that. It's just somebody looking at what the reality is right there. I don't know. We'll go to the phones, 803-0930. Bonnie in Lancaster on WBEM. Bonnie, good morning.
Hi, good morning. You know, it's wonderful to have historic buildings, but if it's dangerous and then later on it's going to cause lawsuits, well, knock it down. Put a parking lot, a well-lighted parking lot, and this might help the situation with the snow plowing in the winter where the cars are on the street and they can't do a job. And I feel that's the solution to some of the other streets that have run-down buildings. Put a parking lot for the tenants or the owners so they can put their car in that lot while the streets are being plowed.
Hey, Bonnie, thank you. You know, hey, you put a car. Hey, move all the snow there for all I care. It'll look better than the burnt down building that's currently there now. That's not what I would like to see happen. And for everybody who says there's not enough parking in that area, there is. I've never had a problem finding parking in that area of downtown Buffalo. No matter what was going on at the arena or anywhere else, you can find a parking space somewhere.
Yeah, you might not like the price, but you can definitely find
free.
A parking space.
I never pay.
No, me either. But I know some people don't want to walk.
Yeah, but it's not even that far of a walk away, right?
Yeah, you have a great free parking spot. I park by the ships.
Which, that's the same distance.
Is it?
Yeah, just a different direction.
Yeah, I that's what I've always done.
Anyway.
But hey, keep that secret between us, all right?
That's right. Joe, I saw something else, you know, while I'm getting all heated here. I've been noticing these pop up in my neighborhood. I'm wondering if you see the same, because I know you take a lot of walks outside.
Oh, yeah.
I've been noticing these signs pop up. There's now at least four of them. They're somewhere close to the 90 degrees, by the way. There's still a giant skeleton on the one street in my neighborhood.
Has anyone checked in on the resident there?
They're alive because the skeleton's now wearing floaties.
Oh. Okay, I kind of like their creativity.
Give me a break here. You bought a skeleton. You didn't realize it was going to be, you had nowhere to put it. So you left it up in front of your house it's going to be a year. Anyways, I've seen these signs. Now, I've seen signs like this before. The sign, the correct version of this sign is something like this, Joe. Please clean up after your dog.
Yeah, that's fair.
We've seen that sign before. Please clean up after your dog. Okay, got it. You know what happened there? Someone's lawn got pooped on too many times. No one cleaned it up. Somebody said, you know what, I'm going to have to put up a sign. And they even used the word please.
Yeah.
In the sign.
It's courteous.
Clean up after your dog. This is the new sign that I'm seeing, and there are at least four of them, like in two or three blocks around my neighborhood. So there's more than just the four that I'm thinking of in my head right now. No pooping. There's one, not a potty stop. No pooping, no peeing here on the thing. That's the sign. Not a potty stop. No pooping, no peeing. And that has me a little irked.
Yeah,
where's my... These are people who don't have dogs, and they must be. Because if you did... Here's the crazy thing about dogs. They don't speak English.
Right.
They don't... I can't be, hey, don't pee. Don't pee. You can't pee here.
Whoa, next one. Next one.
You can't pee here. My dog, if I take him on a walk, will pee anyway. He'll pee as he's walking on the sidewalk.
Oh, yeah.
He will pee. He'll poop as he's walking on the sidewalk.
Now, that's impressive.
It's because I don't want to let him poop anywhere because people have, even if you pick it up, sometimes there's a little bit left over. No one wants that.
No.
So I don't try, but he'll sneak one through and it'll happen. Just, you know, it'll go. There's no controlling. I get you don't want someone leaving, but please clean up after your dog. I can't control if my dog pees on your fire hydrant or tree or grass or whatever. I understand nobody wants it. No person has realistic control over that.
Right. No.
Am I crazy? I see that sign and I'm like, give me a break.
If you want to be part of a neighborhood, okay, you're going to have to. Now, I definitely agree with please clean up after your dog. And we've talked about this numerous times, Brian. The people who will just let their dog go to the bathroom and then keep walking. I also, if you want to be, this goes for both of you. If you want to be part of a neighborhood, dogs are going to poop in your yard. And if you want to be part of a neighborhood, you clean up after your dog.
Yes.
If you don't want any of that, find a house in the middle of nowhere. There's a lot of rural space. Build a house there. And guess what? No dog will go on your lawn. You'll probably find some other wildlife. And if you don't want to pick up after your dog, you got a huge yard to let it roam. But if you're good, as George Costanza said, we're living in a community.
Yeah.
And if we're going to live in a community, let's act civil towards one another. You bring the bag. They're very cheap bags. I got a thing of Amazon bags three years ago.
Here's the other thing. Okay. You know, you really want people clean. Can I have my bags back? That's a totally different thing. But I would like my bags back. Another time in the store yesterday. Oh. I have no bags. What can I just get a bag? Anyways, that's a totally different topic for another.
You can for $5.99 at Tops.
Can I get a bag? I'm running out of bags to clean up after my dog. But anyway, Joe, I take these things as if they're meant for me. You know, not a potty stop, and okay, I can read the sign.
Yeah, so you
I know how to read.
You better not go potty.
I promise I will not go on your tree in your front lawn. But you know what? Unfortunately, my dog, he's a little behind. Even though he's about 7. And what's that, in dog years? He's getting up there. He's gray. He still never knew. He's illiterate. He never knew how to read.
Yeah.
And so he can't read your sign, unfortunately. It just might happen.
Yeah, the best you can promise is that you're not going potty.
I will not. I will respect your sign and anyone who reads it. And you know what? Even my son can't. You know, he can pick out the letters. He can't really read them.
But he can understand what you tell him.
He can understand. But if he starts to go on that tree, I'll tell him, no, this sign says not a potty stop.
Please go next door.
I can't do that with my dog. Think my dog, it's not like there's not even a process there. There's no, he just goes.
Yeah.
He doesn't unzip or anything.
And see, with my dog, if I start pulling my dog away when he starts going, then I have a mess to clean up on his backside when we get home, okay? So I'm sorry, I'm not going to follow the rules.
Look at this person texting him. What, my lawn is not for your dog. Why bring him to my house? I'm not bringing him to your house.
Yeah.
We're going on a walk on the sidewalk. That's for everybody.
You have a house on the street. Everyone's going to walk through your lawn.
He's not going into your backyard.
He didn't purposely pick your lawn. That's just when the urge came.
He's not going to your house. There's a difference between somebody. Do you yell at everybody?
I'm not able to let my dog go deep in your lawn. It's just going to be somewhere near the sidewalk.
It's probably on the sidewalk for my dog,
which
if we're
yours.
Being honest. Or it's, on if there's something sticking out right next to the sidewalk.
Yeah. Usually my dog will go on that other piece of land, which debatable who owns
that's, it. That's the other thing. That's where most of the signs are, between the sidewalk and the road.
Who cares about that little...
But that's
where
the area.
Trash can goes.
That's the area. Like, I'm sorry. Again, I will respect the sign. I won't go. But look, my dog is not. I'm not bringing my dog to your house. I'm bringing him on a walk.
And I will agree with you. Like, clean up after your dog. We could avoid all of these people being upset if we just had people cleaning up after their dog.
And we could have everyone clean up after their dog if you give me my bags back.
Yeah, I mean, I don't disagree.
We'll be back here tomorrow. It will be a nice Friday. I've got to go home, Joe, and just make sure that crazy storm this morning didn't destroy something in my house. After it was pretty wild and loud. So I'll be doing that. We'll both be back here tomorrow. You have David coming up after the news with Lucas on WBEN.